Good morning, everybody. I really trust that you're well. And on this beautiful, beautiful morning, and it is vast here. And I've had a number of people who say to me, but Ian, whenever we see you, it's always up. Well, I have to say to you, if you go to Psalm 118:24, it says, this is the day that you have made, or the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And that's what we're doing. I want to encourage you today to rejoice in the Lord who healeth thee, or the Lord who will give you health, divine health. Amen. It's great to be with you. And, you know, actually, as we get older, it's a good thing to rejoice that we wake up in the morning, isn't it, really? Every day we wake up rejoicing that we have the strength to be a blessing. Every day, Di and I want to make someone's life more beautiful. And that's for us. But for you, I want to declare over you that you are a blessing. If you know Christ as Lord and Savior, you should be going somewhere to bless someone. You want to be walking in the supernatural health, being able to talk to people of the goodness of God. The health that Jesus prayed for, the price for. He went to the cross and he rose again, and he came to give us abundant life and life more abundantly. And it's a day and a walk of supernatural health. I want to say that to you this morning. And I really do believe that I've got some alert, a news alert for you, that God wants you healthy every day. I know maybe some of you may think as you're listening to me, oh, I know God will heal me when I get sick. And that is true. I understand that he will. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm actually saying to you that God's perfect will is for you to live continually in divine health. I believe that's the way he wants us. We become such a testimony when we can go every day, people seeing us the same, spirit, soul, and body, in glorifying God and encouraging people, but walking in divine health. That's what I want to talk to you about. God's will for you is to walk so fully in his power of his word that sickness and disease are literally pushed away for you. And that's the good news, that he that raised Christ Jesus from the dead shall quicken your mortal flesh from the inside. In other words, you know, we can hear a lot about God's healing power, and that's wonderful. But there's a difference between walking in divine health and divine healing. I don't want to get sick. I'm believing that I can walk every day with the power of God on the inside of me, walking in health. Amen. There was a wonderful man of God, John G. Lake, that I've been looking at his books, but John G. Lake put it this way. He was a man who was used powerfully by the Lord with healing. And he put divine healing this way. Divine healing is the removal by the power of God of the disease that had come upon the body. But he then said about this, but divine health is to live day by day, hour by hour, in touch with God so that the life of God flows into the body, just as the life of God flows into the mind or flow into the spirit. And I was looking at his word, but it's Mrs. Copeland, who I've heard her minister on this a number of times, and she reminds us of this all the time, that it is better to walk in divine health than it is to be healed. Healing's great, but to walk every day in that divine health that God's got for us. Amen. It's wonderful when you've been sick for the power of God to come upon you. But divine health is what always God has intended for his people. Even under the old covenant, if you listen, his people were promised immunity from disease. Exodus 23:25 says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. If that promise was in the Old Testament, what about in the New Testament about Isaiah? If you look at Isaiah 53:4-5, look what he said. Surely he, Jesus, has borne out griefs and sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Isaiah 53:4-5. We need to take hold of that word. And Peter, looking back at the time of Isaiah, says this, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Were healed. past tense. Jesus finished the healing on the cross. He paid the price for you to be whole. He bought righteousness for your spirit, peace for your mind, and healing for your body. As far as Jesus is concerned, you're not the sick wanting to get healed. You're the healed and whole that the enemy is trying to make sick. Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he can get your sickness, you can have as much money in the world. But if you're sick, you have nothing. It's the same as you can have all the health and everything, but you have no financial prosperity. God wants you to have a wholeness with nothing broken, nothing lacking, nothing missing, a wholeness. But especially, Satan wants to steal your health, church. And when it comes to that and walking in divine health, I want to just use an example of a building. When I was in building, in construction, and we had, you know, when you build from the ground up, you build a foundation, and then everything flows from that. And the kingdom of God is very much like that. It's seed time and harvest. We want to walk through in divine health, which means that we've got to start from the baseline, the foundation. And that is the word of God, to put the word of God regarding healing into our bodies. It's seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. Eventually, the building and construction were built properly from the ground up. And I believe that's the same way as we begin to put the word of God into our hearts, building strength that when the enemy tries to bring sickness upon us, the very word of God just pushes it out. You know, we had a time with my wife, Diane, some many years ago. She was diagnosed with Hashimoto's disease of the thyroid. And we felt and went with the doctors at that time, and we were in ministry, but we felt that she had to have the operation on her thyroid because of the cancerous nature, or that it could have been. And so she went into hospital, but the surgeon, bless his heart, cut her vocal cord, cut the one vocal cord completely and damaged the other one. And when she came out of hospital, the operation from the success for the thyroid was okay, but she couldn't speak. All she could do was whisper. And so we began to feed on the word of God we already had and began to believe for the Lord to restore it, because there was nothing that people could do, or anybody, doctors. And one evening we're in church at Rhema, and she's just whispering as she couldn't sing out loud, and I'm standing beside her. And all of a sudden I heard this voice. It was a very loud voice, not so melodious, but she was rejoicing and worshiping God in this wonderful, a loud voice, praising him. And the Lord had brought back her voice instantly. From one, she still only has one vocal cord, but that has either been restored, but her voice has been restored. Many of you know her, and you wouldn't even know that she has a problem. And so that was the healing that came as we put the word of God in. Somehow the sickness got in, but we fought that. And you can do the same thing as well, because Jesus taught in Mark 4:26-29, he said, "So the kingdom of God is if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow. He knoweth not how, for the earth bring forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately puts in the sickle, because the harvest is come." According to the law of seed time and harvest, I believe if you want health, you're going to need to put some word into. You need to be able to feed the word of God, from the word of God, the word on healing. Brother Hayden always talks about feeding on word of faith, and the faith and healing, healing and faith. The devil come to steal, and destroy. But you need to plant seed. If you're listening to me today and you're fighting that maybe sickness or disease in your body, the word of God will work by the anointing of God upon the word. And as we continue to sow the word into our hearts, I believe that there was a phrase that Mrs. Copeland used. It was that eventually that seed will grow up and yield. And this was the phrase, a harvest of health. I'm speaking over you today, over myself, over Diana, over the partners of the ministry, those who are hearing my voice, that you can receive a harvest of health. And in these faith-filled moments that we're together, that we speak life and we speak the word and we declare health and healing according to the word we've seen in Exodus 23, what we saw in Isaiah, what we see in 1 Peter. That's just a couple of scriptures, and I want to do more of that next week, to feed your spirit, that we feed the Spirit of God, and it's the Spirit of God that raised Christ Jesus from the dead that's in our hearts. And as we feed our spirit, we're going to see the anointing come upon us and flow through us, driving out sickness and disease, that we may walk in divine health. That is my prayer for you today. That is my desire for you today, that you and I will rise up and be a blessing and tell somebody you meet today. Tell somebody, you know what, God has made a way. He's made a provision for us in his word that we can walk in divine health. That's my word as I speak over you. And as you go about your day today, please be blessed, knowing that the office and I and Diane and JSMI and Brother Jerry, we're praying for you to come into the year of the maximum, the highest level attainable. And at this time, it will be in divine health. God bless. Love you all. Speak to you next week. Bye.
If you would like to receive free information about becoming a partner with Jerry Savelle, or if you would like to support the outreaches of Jerry Savelle Ministries International, call 617-557-65534 or write to us at P.O. Box 3546, Robina Town Center, Queensland 42300. You can also give online at jerrysavelle.org.